Okay, good Arab Shabbos to everybody. So Shvi'a B'Shalach is really a combination between two different topics, Masa Meriva and Amalek, Vayavo Amalek, Vayilachem Yisrael B'Refidim, which are linked by a very significant bridge pasuk, Ve'alna Sosemes Hashem Limor, Hayesh Hashem B'Kirbenu, Im Ayin. And then Vayavo Amalek, Vayilachem Yisrael B'Refidim, and the entire story of the battle against Amalek, as we've discussed in past years, is all about Vilo Yare Elokim versus Emuna. The need for appreciation that Hashem very much is Bikir Beinu, if we want Him to be. If we don't want Hashem to be, then the response is, V'enochi haster haster fanai b'yomahu, al kol hara'a asher asa. The motif that I wanted to try to develop is really what we started the parsha with, the two different modalities of leadership. It sounds like a long time ago, because a lot of things happened in B'Shalach between Kriyas Yamsuf and Amalek, and obviously, you know, you come to Mara, and then there's Elim, and there's, you know, the problems of the Man, and Masa Meriva, and Shabbos. There's a lot there. But we started with Vahi B'Shalach Paro Esa'am, V'yasor Sechbo V'esamo Lakachimo, versus the leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu, which was predicated on service to the Jewish people, not utilization of the people for his own aims. Vaikach Moshe's Atzmos Yosef Imo, Ki Ashpeah Hishpias B'nei Yisrael, he's the representative, he's the Natsig Ha'am. And nonetheless, the people were dubious of Moshe. Vayomru al Moshe mibli in kivarim b'mitzrayim. So the battle against Amalek proves in two different respects, the dedication of Moshe to Klal Yisrael. One of them, of course, is, characterized by the Mishnah Masechta Rosh Hashanah, v'chiyadav shel Moshe usos melchama v'shovros melchama, and Moshe was pointing, to the heavens, v'hi adav emunad bo hashamesh, to show the Jewish people, again, v'yaminu b'Hashem uva Moshe avda. You have to understand that I am not calling the shots. I am not the Baal HaBayis here. I'm not setting the agenda, but I work for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in service of Klal Yisrael, number one, as, again, memorialized by the Mishnah Masechta Rosh Hashanah. Me'idach Gisa, there's another element here of Moshe Rabbeinu's personal commitment to the Jewish people. V'idei Moshe Kvedim, v'yikchu Even, v'yasimu tachta v'yishav alah, Yisrael Shriyim B'tzar, right? So Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be Shari B'tzar. And he's demonstrating, again, that the suffering of the people, this is not v'yifen paro v'yavol b'yisov v'lo shasli bo gam lazos. This is the opposite. This is manhigus of service. And it's really meduyak, because that kind of leader is always thinking about the future. That kind of leader is always always has the understanding that he's here, that he serves the people for a time, he's going to exit stage right, and there's going to be another generation. This isn't about him. You never see a paro preparing for the future in terms of, beyond, him. And that was the culture of Egypt, right? Every dynasty would try to erase the previous dynasty, but here we have the opposite. Again, the community of the Masorah. This is how we know about the emergence of Yoshua ben Nun, about a generational transition of leadership. If it's about Moshe Rabbeinu per se, then, why do we care about another generation? He's only for Moshe, and that's the only thing that he would, be interested in. But it's obviously more than that. It's about the people. Ki machom che zecher amalek mitachas hashemayim, the intergenerational battle. Moshe is not for himself. He's an Eved Hashem in service of Klal Yisrael. Good Shabbos, everybody.